This Sunday marked the 50th World Day for Social Communications, an annual occurrence begun by Blessed Paul VI in the wake of the Second Vatican Council as a way of setting in relief the importance the Council Fathers put on recovering the genius of the Church for proclaiming the gospel, especially in a world ever more signed by the spread and growth of communications technology and ever more starved for truth. Pope Francis' message for the 50th World Communications Day focuses on the need to foster fruitful human encounters by communicating with mercy. In a broken, fragmented, and polarized world, writes Pope Francis, to communicate with mercy means to help create a healthy, free, and fraternal closeness between the children of God and all our brothers and sisters in the one human family. Pope Francis used his remarks to the faithful at Sunday's Regina Caeli to mark the recurrence, recalling the fundamental mission of the Church to proclaim the good news of Christ's victory over death and the duty of all the baptized faithful of every age and in every state of life within the Church to make themselves protagonists of that mission.
Infatti, i padri conciliari, riflettendo sulla Chiesa nel mondo contemporaneo, compresero l'importanza cruciale delle comunicazioni.
The Council Fathers, he said, drawing on his message for the occasion, understood the crucial importance of communications which are capable of building bridges among persons, families, social groups, and peoples, and this both in physical and in digital environments. The Holy Father went on to say, I offer cordial greetings to everyone working in the field of communications, and I hope that our way of communicating in the Church will always have a clear gospel style, conducted in a manner that unites truth and mercy.
E auspico che il nostro modo di comunicare nella Chiesa abbia sempre un chiaro stile evangelico, uno stile che unisca la verità e la misericordia.
Pope Francis wished mothers all over the globe a happy day on Sunday, Mother's Day in many places around the world. Speaking to pilgrims and tourists gathered in St. Peter's Square, with whom he had just prayed the traditional Marian devotion at Eastertide, the Regina Caeli, Pope Francis said, Let us remember with gratitude and affection all mothers. Departing from his prepared text to add, those, our mothers, who are here with us in the square, who are still with us on earth, and those who have gone to heaven. The Holy Father then led the faithful in an impromptu recitation of the Hail Mary, especially for mothers.
E insieme per tutte le mamme preghiamo l'Ave Maria. Ave, o Maria, piena di grazia, il Signore è con te. Tu sei benedetta fra le donne, e benedetto il frutto del tuo seno, Gesù. Santa Maria, Madre di Dio, prega per noi peccatori, adesso e nell'ora della nostra morte. Amen.
Praying the Regina Caeli with pilgrims and tourists gathered under a hazy Roman sky in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, the seventh Sunday of Easter, and in many countries, including Italy, the day on which the Church marks the Ascension of our Lord, the Holy Father said, before parting from his friends, Jesus, referring to the event of his death and resurrection, told them, You are my witnesses. That is, the disciples, the apostles, are witnesses of the death and resurrection of Christ, on that day, even at the Ascension of Christ. The Holy Father went on to say, in fact, after seeing their Lord ascending into heaven, the disciples returned to the city as witnesses who joyfully announced to everyone the new life that comes from the risen Christ, in whose name they would preach to all nations repentance and forgiveness of sins.
Questa è la testimonianza fatta non solo con le parole, ma anche con la vita quotidiana.
This, he continued, is the witness, not only with words, but also with everyday life, the testimony that every Sunday should go out of our churches in order to enter throughout the whole week into our homes, our offices, our schools, our gathering places and entertainment venues, our hospitals, prisons, and homes for the elderly, into places crowded with immigrants on the outskirts of the city. We must carry this witness every week.
Questa testimonianza noi dobbiamo portarla.
Also at the Regina Coeli, Pope Francis greeted participants in Italy's 6th annual March for Life. The marchers' course passed through St. Peter's Square at noon, and many people were on hand for the Regina Coeli.
Saluto i partecipanti alla Marcia per la Vita.
I greet the participants in the March for Life, said Pope Francis in his round of greetings following the traditional prayer of Marian devotion at Eastertide. This year, the theme chosen for the march in Italy was For Life, Without Compromises. The event is not officially aligned with the Catholic Church or any other religious institution, and organizers each year invite all people, groups, and organizations dedicated to the pro-life cause to participate.